With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Now that the wheels appear to be turning on trade deals, some of our attention is turning back to other important ag issues, such as those dealing with labor. American Farm Bureau Federation Communications Director Terry Moore says legislation like the Farm Workforce Modernization Act is definitely a priority.
There's legislation being discussed that we think could be stronger, so we're doing a lot of work and really pushing for some revisions to it to really make it serve ag well. We're not going to get too many more bites at this apple.
Moore says it's a good bill, but there's some tweaking to do.
So the limit on the number of workers is a concern to us, year-round workers. The wage issue is one where it's hard for people to grasp, I think, until you think about the fact that if farmers here are forced to pay wages that are 3, 4, 10 times what is being paid in other countries, it makes it very, very hard just for our own farmers to be competitive in our own country.
Other details, Moore says.
And then E-Verify, obviously we're supportive of the E-Verify, but first we need a legal workforce. We need to figure that out before we implement E-Verify.
Moore says something needs to be done.
And some people say, well, why can't you just hire U.S. workers? I think farmers would be delighted to hire U.S. workers. Show us where they are, right? So it's helping everybody understand just how difficult the situation is.
The bill has already passed in the House and is on its way to the Senate. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.